Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
This is your Windy City Queercast, show number 84. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
You and I have just been hanging out with each other quite a bit.
You know, doing the sort of double date kind of thing.
And yeah.
Having a delicious dinner. Oh my God, that food was so good.
We went to the Black Duck on Halsted, and then we went to the Steppenwolf to see Sandra.
Yes. She popped Sandra my cherry.
Bernhardt.
It was my first time.
I know. I just loved watching you laughing and so happy. And my face hurt. It's like good sex. My face hurt from laughing so much, and my chest, like at one point I was like, I have to stop laughing because she was just so great.
She smelled exactly like I imagined her, that the way she was going to smell, because for folks who didn't see the show, she walked in to our aisle.
Yep.
You know, we had some really nice seats, and she walked in through the aisle singing "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going."
Yeah.
Which is just a hoot to hear her do that with an incredibly talented band. I just have to say, the Jezebels are fabulous.
The Rebellious Jezebels. We have to thank
really
Will at Steppenwolf for our tickets.
Yes, Will.
Too.
Thank you.
Gave us the hookup.
Give you my firstborn and then some.
So what did you think? Was it everything you thought
awesome,
and more?
But she smelled, I mean, I'm just goofing on the way she smelled, because she stood next to us and I could smell her, and I was like, you smell exact. It was like vanilla and no, it was like marshmallows and like mandarin orange slices in the can. That's what she smelled like.
Nice.
It was just so refreshing. And as soon as that, I was like, you know what? The show can suck. And she's just fabulous because she smelled. And it's a weird thing about me when I meet like celebrities, I'm always really like smelling them. I know that's bizarre.
Well, it's your podcast. You can say whatever you want.
You smelled good the first time I met you, Amy.
I did. I know. I wear this perfume that like people are always, the gay boys love one of these perfumes that I wear, and my girlfriend doesn't like it. So whenever I'm going to like the idol events and stuff, I put on that perfume because
it smells like Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. The gay boys always go, you smell so good. I must smell like a gay boy. I don't know.
I know something. It's some good chemistry, but
it's my Burberry. It's my Burberry.
Burberry. Bunbury.
Burberry.
She was just a delight though. Just so much fun to see. Wasn't as rough around the edges as I was expecting, but I think she's mellowed a little bit over time because she has a baby.
It's just so smart, which I love.
Freaking smart. I mean, really just blew me away, I guess, how deep she got into issues. And it was just a fun night. It was such a lovely evening.
Such a gay crowd.
It was
great.
I was blessed to be in such good company, and we had such a great,
it was a wonderful evening, wasn't it?
It really, that's what Chicago's about to me.
Yep.
Nice little dinner, nice little show, good conversation, good talk.
Good talk.
It was good cuddles afterwards, so it was good.
And then the next night, we kicked off our big 2007 Windy City Gay Idol, the fifth annual year that we've been doing this. I think I figured out that I've hosted, like, what did I say, 48 of these, now 49. I'm heading up to my 50th, which will be this Thursday at Hydrate. And I hope that people will come out, because Hydrate is always a good bar. But we were jam-packed
to
at
Sergei's.
To the gills. It was fantastic. We had about 15 or 16 singers.
Yeah.
Very different styles. A lot of rock and roll this year.
They really got into it. They really spanned the thing. We had somebody doing the Fugees and covering some stuff. Jeff is our star. You know, Hi, Jeff. Jeff is always commenting on all of our shows. Jeff, he's always doing such good stuff. He sang YMCA and had the whole room.
He is
just
good for the crowd pleasing.
He was just so much fun. Had such a good time. We had an a cappella singer, Hope. She sang Summertime.
She was my favorite. And honestly, I hope Hope will come back.
Yeah, I hope Hope.
I hope Hope will come back.
There were some painful moments, but yet there were some there were some good moments.
I liked my Virch boy who was singing like Shakira meets Stevie Nicks meets Cher meets...
I don't know if you remember Virch. I believe Virch sang at Cocktail a long time ago when we had an idol at Cocktail. Oh. I believe that's the first time I met Virch.
I don't know.
And Virch's little friends were hot and delicious and delightful.
I know one of Virch's friends.
And it was just, it was great.
I go to church with him, so that's a good thing.
Oh, really? Because I think I saw him on the internet. So I think I saw his joiner.
Say that. Not this one. He's pretty buttoned up.
The black-haired one or the blonde-haired one? Because the black-haired one... I'll show you the pictures
afterwards.
There's
four of them, though. There's two of them that have black hair. Well, maybe
okay,
I'm wrong.
We'll see.
All right.
Mm. Girl, it's the ones in church that do the most sinning, don't they?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
But anyway.
You know, but then we had this sweet little Jill who did Kelly Clarkson, and she, with David Serta judging, I kept going, I am envisioning a show with this woman. She was so passionate. She reminded me of the Tracy Ullman character who is the caregiver to her mother.
Yes.
The one that always...
Little mousy, but delightful.
And with the barrette.
Oh, yes.
But is so warm and cute. And
you know, she came over after y'all left and was trying to glean style points from us on what her next performance was going to be. So I'm so hopeful to see her.
Loved her. I
her
hope
and
she
Jeff
comes
to write a musical
all of them.
Bottom.
Yes.
Yep.
It's in the works.
It was just so much fun. And how about that Amalia with the stacked rack of the bartenders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Amy.
Amalia. This woman has like size H breasts, and they were delightful, and she was so gorgeous and so nice.
She is gorgeous. She does my hair. She used to do my color.
She's delightful.
Yep.
She's just got... I
love her. Sunny, beautiful.
She just had the biggest breasts. I wanted like a drink with milk in it the minute I saw her. I was like, can I get a Kahlua and cream, please?
And your breasts.
They were just so large. But she was so fun and worked the room, took good care of everybody.
Yeah.
People drank Bud Light all night. It was delightful to see all the
awesome.
Sea of blue bottles.
I love those blue bottles. They're so sexy, those aluminum bottles.
My friend makes
beer sexier than any other drink you can have in a bar these days.
Truly, my friend Cheryl was there, and she's a big club person. She's a promoter. She works at a bunch of different places. And she was like, I've never had one of these things. And she took her last sip and she was like, fuck, it's still cold.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not blowing.
Good deal.
They're really nice. So yeah. it was just.
They'll come out in green bottles, aluminum bottles for St. Patrick's.
They had the orange. They had the
orange
for the Halloween. I think we still have some at Spin. So
very, very fun. So please come out to Hydrate. We start at 10 o'clock. So we take you 10 till everybody turns into a pumpkin.
Yeah, get there before 10 because it's Hydrate and you want to get your little table. You want to get your little space on.
We'll be there by 9.
Yeah.
So get there at 9.
You can yuck with teriyaki and have a shot with
me. Yeah, we've got great judges. We've got teriyaki.
Steven Rader,
just
always
brilliant and funny.
A blessing. David Serta is joining us again. La Serta is giving us her. And who else?
Kirk Williamson.
Oh, Kirk is going to be on the panel as well. It's going to be just a fun time. So bring your pipes, bring your favorite karaoke song in your mind, and get ready to do it and throw down for Idol. So you know what? The most evil bitch in the universe has been talking again.
Yeah.
Can I call her an
Ann
FNC?
Coulter? I mean, Ann Coulter.
That fucking cunt.
Yeah, you can say it. I love the word. Actually, that word is too good for her because I actually like
the
word. I have reclaimed the word cunt as Eve Ensler asked me to do in the vagina monologues, and I have because I just like it. I like cunt. It's a good word. But Ann Coulter is just what cult makes you do. Like,
right.
Makes you want to gag and throw up.
That's
you
her.
Know?
She's
have a little
nauseating.
Bulimic moment. But yeah, Ann Coulter came on, referring, of course, now with the F word, the faggot word, referring that John Edwards was gay, and said, you know, I can't use the word faggot anymore. I have to go to rehab. I was going to talk about John Edwards, but I'll just not do it. And I just think it's interesting. And at the same time, this weekend, Isaiah Washington, who started all of the F word stuff when he...
Well, who let's say resurrected it. Let's
who resurrected it. But I mean, started the current, the current energy that's going on around this word. Isaiah Washington, the actor from Grey's Anatomy, you know, basically used the slur against T.R. Knight. T.R. Knight then came out. Isaiah Washington denied it. T.R. Knight said on Ellen DeGeneres' show, no, he did call me faggot. You know, and then he denied it at the Golden Globes. So now he went to rehab. Well, he won the NAACP Television Image Award for best, you know, for male actor. And I was just, but, you know, it wasn't just that he won it, because part of me goes, when did they vote for this? Maybe they voted before this whole thing happened, but I don't think so. And secondly, he got a partial, not a full, he got a partial standing ovation. You know, you're panning out in the audience, you're seeing really great black actors stand up for him, mostly male.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, I don't know. I don't know. This is such a complicated issue, and there isn't an expert on it. You know, honestly, this is a subjective issue in many, many, many ways.
Yeah, but you know what it felt like? It felt like they were all egging him on and saying, yeah, look, you just, you said you did a little rehab, and look, you got away with it. You got away with it, brother.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, and it could be that, like, or it could, I don't know. I don't know. It may, it rubbed me wrong.
Yes,
I thought,
absolutely.
I thought, you know, and in his defense, I will say that he got up and said, you know, the last time I was at these awards and I won an award, I felt deserving. And he said, and this time I feel truly, what did he say? Like humbled or.
Well, they know they're winning these awards when they get there, right?
No, there's five. I mean, there's five nominees. It's like the Oscars. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, this year we had such a black presence at the Oscars. You know, it was Jennifer Hudson. It was Forrest Whitaker. It was, you know, so we can see who a lot of the, you know, the awards were the same as what they were at the white awards, quote unquote, I guess now.
Well, it's just, I think he was trying to lick his wounds in public, and I don't really think he succeeded, and it felt wrong, and it felt awkward, and I didn't like it, and I'm sorry, rehab over saying the word faggot. No.
I don't know.
No, I would rather you come at me and tell me what you like and what you dislike and just be done with you.
Yeah.
Than you trying to atone for anything that you said because people think it's correct or not correct.
Well, you know, there's this whole thing of like language and, you know, semantics and, you know, the study of language and, you know, there's been that
student.
Semiotics is truly, you know, the language of signs and symbols and words and all of it. And, you know, I think it's just interesting because we're in the era now, we're dealing with the F word where we dealt with the N word and now we're dealing with the F word. And it's probably going to take, I don't remember who the black author was that wrote that book, you know, the N word, or I can't remember what it was called.
I think it was just called Nigger.
But I think, you know, there will be a moment in time possibly where the gay community will have, you know, their say on this more but fully, possibly. I don't know, you know, because I've often said, you know, I'm such a fag. I'm such a faggot.
Yeah, don't you think we've had it though? I thought we had it and we were over it.
I
really do, because I look at these big organizations, and I guess just label me a glad basher because I am. But I look at these big organizations who call people out on this kind of stuff, and they're not even adding oil to the fire. I think they're creating fires where there really don't need to be any. And I know it was not right for him to say what he said. It just in general, that was just bad form in public. It wasn't bad form because he used the word faggot, in my opinion. It was bad form because he just shouldn't have been saying those kind of things in
public.
Well,
and he lied. I mean, and he lied on the Golden Globes press stand with his entire cast there. Yeah. You know, that was the thing. That was, honestly, this thing was getting swept under the rug. It got out, and then it got swept under the rug until the Golden Globes.
Right.
Till he said it again in his defense, and he lied.
Right.
You know, but you know, Ann Coulter, I mean, you know, I mean, I understand why you want to bash GLAAD a bit about how much they're putting out these things. But you know what? Honestly, this is the news today. This is news media works. And why would we think that gay people would be at any different standard? We need news. What is news?
Right.
You know, what is news? What is gossip? What is us just making more news than there actually is, stirring up some dust? So there's something to talk about.
Absolutely.
And, but I do think Ann Coulter standing up and calling you know, former vice presidential,
Coming to be,
president, you know, presidential nominee, you know, who is a statesman, whatever you think about this person, you know, calling him, you know, faggot in a public forum that is a serious public forum. I mean, she wasn't like on, I don't know what she would have had to been on that was a roast or something that was more comedic, but it was serious.
They wouldn't invite Ann Coulter, trust me.
But it was a serious
It was serious event. News. And she was again, she's the gadfly. She sort of provokes and
it was televised. You know, it was televised on C-SPAN. I mean, it was an event televised on C-SPAN. So
let me share with you this picture of Ann Coulter and the porn star. We're looking at joemygod.blogspot.com, which is a blog that a couple of friends and many, many different times have pointed out to me. Just recently, my friend Troy. Hey, Troy. pointed this to me. That is Corporate Matt Sanchez. Corporate Matt Sanchez is also a Christian Bjorn porn star. He's been in porns. He's got 11 Christian Bjorn. He's a gay porn producer. He's got like an 11-inch giant cut uncut cock and craziness, and he's got a big devoted
following.
Why is
he with Ann Coulter?
That's the
hell
good question. Well, he's actually a Columbia student, and he's a very university junior, and he's a U.S. Marine Corps reservist, and blah blah blah. And he's been on a many right wing. My point is that you never know who people are,
right?
You never know who people are. So for Ann Coulter to just get up and start saying some bullshit, it's just she's stirring a drama pot. She should.
Oh God, I don't want her to be a lesbian. So please, that breeders can have her. I would be. Oh,
she probably goes to Thailand and buys lady boys for the weekend.
I don't know. She freaks me out. What's going to be on our show today?
Well, on our show today, speaking of the Windy City Gay Idol, which is kicking off, Cray of the infamous Cray Oki, who is the man about town. This guy's got 23, I think he said 23 nights a week, 23 different nights throughout the week where you can find his karaoke. He's got all the gay bars just absolutely covered with karaoke. If you're doing karaoke at a gay bar, you're probably doing it with Cray.
Yeah.
Not doing it with Cray, but doing karaoke with Cray.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, we've got our monthly movie roundup with Richard Knight Jr., who takes us through all the films that are coming out
this month.
He's got some good tips for us. We'll talk a lot about, you know, it's always got sort of the pink theme. He likes to give us the queer movie news, which is always good.
And
plus
the new DVDs.
There's all kinds of great. I think there's more Judy coming up, but really, who needs more Judy?
Exciting.
And
a lot of the Oscar movies are coming out now. So I just got my Babel.
Your Babel.
As Kate Blanchett calls it, Babel. Haven't watched it yet.
We've got those two nice, delicious opinions coming out. And folks, I really, really, really would love to see you out at Hydrate. I would like to talk with you. I'd like to interact with you.
Yeah,
I would
Peter
like
and
to
I'll start, both be there.
We'll both be there. And I think, you know, we're sort of the voices in the dark for a lot of people. So if you're out, even if you don't come out for the show, come out to hang out and say hi. I think that would be really cool. I've taken the position this year with Idol where I'm just like floating about and soaking up the news.
He's just the little gadfly.
The gadfly's mean.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
not
the fly on the wall.
He's a little bumblebee. He's a little butterfly. He's just flitting around and landing
flit,
places.
Flit. So I'm just sort of absorbing the scene and helping out where I can. So come out, hang out with me, have a drink with me. We'll talk.
Yes.
We'll talk Idol and maybe we'll talk a little bit more, folks.
That'd be great.
Stay. We've got a full show for you. Cray is going to be with us. We're also going to talk to Richard and we got the news for you.
Yeah, lots of news this week. Holy cow.
So we'll be back with you after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Need a vacation from your holiday? Crave some real relaxation and cuddle time without Cousin Susie watching your every move? Not to worry. GayHotelDiscounts.com is here to help. If you're a queen in need of a king, bed that is, you can find the luxury you desire at a price you can afford. Powered by the strongest search engine on the web, GayHotelDiscounts.com are your gay travel experts.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk. Or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having coffee.
Tirelessly you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob. All in spectacular shades of green.
Green, green, green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest. With a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker. Because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative. Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of March 5th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
The Chicago Tribune says it's intriguing, tantalizing, lush, and gorgeous. Hubbard Street Dance Chicago presents two separate programs featuring exhilarating new works by leading American and international choreographers, running April 11th through the 22nd at the Harris Theater. Call 866-535-HSDC or visit hubbardstreetdance.com.
Germany 1722. Seven musicians apply for the prestigious post of the organist at the Thomaskirche. Insecurities, shortfalls of talent, and wildly clashing ideologies collide, creating complications in a wild and witty exploration of music, ambition, and art. Don't miss Bach at Leipzig at Writers' Theater. This vibrant play draws its inspiration from history while taking much delight in its fictional flights of fancy. For more on Bach at Leipzig, log on to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company concludes its 10th year of Think Theater with Mrs. Warren's Profession by George Bernard Shaw. Censored for 8 years for airing Polite Society's Dirty Laundry, this controversial comedy full of wit and colorful characters remains as relevant today as when it was written. Mrs. Warren's Profession runs March 7th through April 22nd at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater. For tickets, call 773-871-3000 or visit remybumpo.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Wicked, the most popular musical in Chicago history. For tickets, visit wickedthemusical.com/Chicago.
And hey folks, I am joined, as always, each month by the lovely Richard Knight Jr.
Peter.
Hi, and we're sitting in my house playing with my naked pussy cat.
They're so cute, I can't, there's like these little sphinx cats, they're really like...
skin.
Like they should be in the cat show, right?
Well, I don't know.
They're kind of exotic.
Yeah, they are. They are kind of crazy. I mean, that's the first. Whenever I go to a cat show, I run right to the Sphinx. I need to know. And usually, it's the you know. Now, no offense to the big people listening to the show, but the cat show women, they're real big.
Oh, they're big ladies.
They're real big ladies.
Large and lovelies.
Oh, they're just delightful, and they've got puff paint sweaters and lots of. Marabou something or others on their body. It's wonderful. But we're not here to talk about pussycats. We are here to talk about...
I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about. Leslie. I just love that.
It's delightful. So as the cats are running around in my house. We're here to talk about movies. And a lot is going on in March, as usual. There's always... this is always, I think, a weird time in movies because we've just sort of come off the Oscars and then it's like...
March is actually the in-between time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, then they start to really gear up for the summer, which they push back to early May. Hmm. So you start to see a couple interesting things. Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. Now that we're through the Oscar season where it's usually just junk.
Yeah.
Oops, did I say that? Was that on the tape?
Well, you know, I mean, I think stuff would get lost in the fray, too, at the beginning of the year if you release something in the beginning of the year, because it can't, you know, it's... Oh, there's all this Oscar buzz.
It's very hard for a film, you know, to... it's very rare for a film to go all the way through. And usually what they do is re-release. I personally hope The Astronaut Farmer from February, which is... this wonderful film with Billy Bob Thornton and Virginia Madsen, mm-hmm. who we interviewed for the paper, the website, it is wonderful, wonderful. Mm. So that's
hopefully
my
hopefully they'll re-release it. Yeah, well, you just can't keep your hands off them. They're like little cozies.
Well, because I'm a cat person,
and they're very lovable.
Hello. Okay, so...
So, tell me what's coming early March.
Well, actually, the thing, probably it's the tail end of February would be Zodiac.
Oh, okay.
Which is the new David Fincher, mm-hmm. the guy who made, you know, Panic Room 7, very dark stuff. They've withheld this from the critics.
Oh, really?
Which I...
why?
You know, I don't know if that's that the studio's request, his request. They don't want any buzz. They don't want secrets out. They don't want to talk about it. I mean, obviously, this isn't like the typical movie that they withhold. I shouldn't say they're withholding it. They're holding it till a little bit later than usual. Mm. So it missed our deadlines. But you know, by the time this airs, you'll probably have read my review. Mm-hmm. But for the gay community, the big thing is that's the new Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
It's
first one's a throwback, right?
Uh huh.
From what I've heard, it's kind of a straight-ahead thriller about the Zodiac Killer who terrorized San Francisco in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. Is also in the picture, and Mark similar. Ruffalo. Yeah. I don't know if it's Ruffalo or Ruffalo like Ruffalo. Yeah. Anyway, it looks interesting. That's that early... and then also that same week is the 300...
Which, you know, bring your tissues and napkins because you may be a little moist, I think. I keep seeing... I started by just seeing all these buzz ads. You know, they got the little pop-up ad and then...
Gerard Butler.
Oh, my goodness. It's just big, strapping men. So it's a... What is it? A Roman thing?
It's Spartan...
Oh, it's the Greeks.
Yes, the
my
Greeks.
My people.
Oh, yeah, baby.
My people
yeah.
separate the men from
lots
the boys.
Of that. What did you call it? Chocolate...
The chocolate starfish.
Lots of chocolate starfish... potential there.
Which is my euphemism for butthole, but there you
yeah. go. See, everybody knew that in the world but me. I'm the only one that hasn't caught up, but, you know, I don't get that much. It's the same guy who did Sin City.
Mm.
Well, it's based on the same, you know, Frank Miller, that same kind of comic book look to it. They've enhanced it and whatever, yeah. So that means they buffed up the bodies even more.
Yeah, okay.
And it's a battle movie, so... Yeah. That and Zodiac are the same week. And then for the ladies, early March, we have Grey Matters... Which is this Heather Graham comedy in which she falls in love with her brother's fiancé.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
that is for the girls.
It's very much kind of that same sort of titillating, you know, imagine me and you kind of thing. Mm. Tom Cavanaugh, who's a TV show guy. I don't really know what show he's on.
Oh, he's not Heaven, Seven.
Maybe it is. I don't
seventh
know.
Seventh Heaven. Is that
yeah, him? I know he's a TV guy.
Yeah.
And Heather Graham, I just know because I loved her in Boogie Nights. Yes. I know she had a TV show for like one day or something. Mm-hmm. But cool. She's the lead, and so that's kind of it's like set in New York and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's coming early. Let's see. And then Sandra Bullock fans, there's a creeper coming mid-March called Premonition.
Yeah, I think I saw just an ad for that. During the Oscars, didn't they have an ad for it?
They're pushing that pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen that yet either. But I'm assuming that they're going to give us, you know.
Yeah,
usually when the rule of thumb is that they start to promote them early.
Hmm.
That's usually a good sign that they're going to let us see them.
Hmm.
In time.
in time for the release.
You know, of course there's always that stakes in the play which they promoted like crazy and
oh my god.
Couldn't make them see it. But anyway.
Yeah, not at all.
sorry. Then toward the end of March we had this very interesting upbeat film called Color Me Kubrick, which is based on the really true story. That's from something. Oh my god, I just noticed you have the 12 Minutes of Marcia Baio over there.
I do. I freaking love that single so much.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I know that's a non movie stuff.
No, you can look at it up close.
Oh
it's a great
my god,
picture.
I don't even need to. I have that 12 inch, thank you, I'm on the stage. And this song is performed in my band Samba Bamba, a Latino version of it. I have not even known that about you.
Imagine. I need to hear it. Isn't that delightful? I know, and she's got all these great little costumes.
Okay, so all your listeners need to just go get Rita Matsuko
right now.
Right this second.
Do you know I found that for $2 in the basement of Beatniks?
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
That's my generation, I tell you.
I could probably sell it on eBay for about 10 or 15 times the price.
Oh, let me put my teeth back in. Okay. So, Color Me Kubrick, I didn't mean to digress, but it's, you know, my nature. It's based on this really, truly true story.
Really, truly true.
Truly. Of this guy who, for years, walked around Europe saying he was Stanley Kubrick and impersonated
really?
him. and he got all these people to give him money. Most of this happened during the filming of Eyes Wide Shut.
Mm.
And of course, Kubrick, who directed, you know, 2001 and Strangelove, and you know, all these great movies, was never seen. He was very, very reclusive, and you know, stayed on the estate, whatever. So this guy dined out on this and got money. People loaned him money, and from what I can see, and I haven't seen it yet, but John Malkovich plays the character, and he's looks brilliant in the trailer.
Mm.
Brilliant. He walks that wonderful line between gay and straight.
Right.
He's got a little femmy, and he wears pink clothes, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it looks very interesting. So I'm very intrigued by that. And they're doing that interesting thing where it's going to be in the theaters and then shortly after be on DVD. So you're going to get your choice.
Really fast.
Yeah, that kind of deal. And they sort of did this last year with Bubble.
Yeah, Bubble. That was the one.
Like, but they did it all at once. The same day you could go on TV or... And I think
and the website and
right, you can do that with some movies... independent movies now.
Yeah. Well, see, I think things are starting to hit, especially Netflix. They're starting to hit Netflix releases really fast on the indie scene because they're finding such a viable market for that. Or at least that was sort of the thing I read in Business Week.
Oh, right. And yeah. I know Comcast customers, we have this, where you can go to their on-demand.
Oh, and the feature.
And buy a movie that's playing, you know, for the, you know, $6, whatever. Yeah, it's a little less. But anyway... so that looks very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Very intriguing. Then at the end of the month, we have Meet the Robinsons, which is this new Disney picture animated based on one of my all-time favorite children's books called A Day with Wilbur Robinson.
Oh.
I think they changed it. It's about this little boy who goes in the future and has all these fantastic, meets his family, and has all these fantastic inventions and all this great stuff. Looks very charming. Hope they don't fuck up the book. Oh, did I say that on the... Oh,
you said that's okay, though.
Okay.
We can swear. It's a podcast. We can say whatever the motherfucker we want. Oops.
And then the same day, we have yet another Will Ferrell sports comedy with John Hader, the Napoleon Dynamite. But this time, they play two male figure skaters who team up because they're you know, competitors.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. And of course, you know, the homo jokes are going to be...
It's just going to be probably uncomfortable for me. But
left and right. So I hope it's... I mean, from the trailer, it looks funny and not too homophobic. But,
but you know, there's going to be that whole layer. Me and Will Ferrell, we don't get along so much. I like him serious.
Yeah.
I like him serious. I think he's good serious.
Really? So you love Stranger Than Fiction.
I didn't love it, but I liked it better than anything else I think I'd seen him in.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just don't... He's a little too slapsticky for me, in this weird way. Although Bewitched was kind of terrible. I just saw that the other day.
Well, that was so dreadful.
And I felt so bad because I thought they could do so much with it. And Kristen Chenoweth was, like, on the camera for 2 seconds. I was mad.
Hey, do you know... This is a little bit of news. She's going to play Dusty Springfield. Did you know that?
I just heard... I think Amy told us that, like, a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Well, they're working on, or they're done with Asphalt Beach as well. Her and Parker Posey... It's the Andrew Lippa musical being made into a movie?
I don't know.
Did I stump the critic? Yay! I think we're going to have to play that game.
That's
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking. But yeah, Parker Posey and Kristen Chenoweth, they're both, at least they're on the IMDb thing, and that's been the buzz that they're going to do Asphalt Beach. So watch for that one. That one's actually coming out. It was an incredible musical that had a very short run.
I didn't even know this musical.
Andrew Lippa wrote it. It's about a bunch of girls in a New Jersey Catholic school. And of course, he's like the Jew from Florida or something like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so keep your eyes open for that one.
Oh, wait, okay, so I have a segue. We're going to go right from Jews to another Jew.
Work it out.
Barat is coming out, Throw the Jews Down the Well, the famous song, in which he insults everybody.
Everybody.
In that tongue-in-cheek way. That's right at the beginning of March.
I think except for Eskimos. I think that was the only group.
Yeah, but he got us, he got Jews,
yeah,
he got,
you know.
But it's, you know, he played gay and Talladega Nights. And,
yeah,
you know,
he can come over and play gay in my bed.
Right, he's an equal opportunity offender. So.
He's a handsome man there without all that Borat makeup on.
He's
got a big mouth. I have things. Him and Gina Gershon. Big mouths.
Yeah, she does have that big mouth. And Elizabeth Berkley and Show, the mashup between them.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Showgirls Interactive? No, you weren't there. It was at the Century. They were trying to do it like the Rocky Horror.
I wrote about it, and I said, why don't you tour this? It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was really, really, really super fun, and they had little clickers and things. But that's one of the best DVD box sets I think I've ever...
Oh, yeah, with the tassels.
Yeah, oh, my God. I gift that all the time to everybody. Every gay man should have a copy, or at least he should touch it just once.
Oh, yeah.
Just once. Speaking of DVDs, though,
Let's move on to DVDs. Which would you say?
Borat. I was trying to segue nicely, but you did
it. I'm sorry. I broke it in half.
Yeah. The Full Monty Special Edition is coming out.
What does that have on it,
I wonder? I don't know. But I remember from what I saw, you know, it's a charming, and there is a main character.
Yeah.
It's a sweet little film.
Super little ensemble, too, that just works so well together.
Tom Wilkinson's in it, and a lot of other good people.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the guy who's the lead. Anyway, I don't know any of the special features on any of these items.
Mm.
Because I just made a list.
So quit asking questions about it.
And I'm playing with the naked
pussy.
I'm very happy. And I'm looking at Rita Mitsuko and... Did you make that little bunt?
No, I didn't make a bunt.
A bunt.
No, it's Greek.
Is it a bunt?
It's Greek cake. It's called revani. It's homemade. It's got syrup-coated cake. That's why it's got a little doily on it. So when Amy comes here, we'll all be gluttons and eat it together.
Oh!
Because
so
once you eat it, you won't be able to talk for a minute or two.
This is more the Spartan thing.
Right, this is, you know, the Greek. This is my culture. I make the cake for you. You come to the Greek house, you eat. That's how it works.
I didn't realize that.
Right.
Can you make Greek lemon soup?
I can. Avo lemono. You want to start now? I'll be done in 20 minutes.
Fabulous. I love that.
See, and I'm still single. Hello!
Calling all available men. That is so wrong. I'm going to take one in for a second. That is so wrong. Okay, speaking of wrong, but right. Short Bus.
Ugh.
March 13th.
That first 5 minutes, I'm going to watch that a couple of few times there.
Get out your clickers, baby.
Yes,
claws. Freeze,
make you buy a DVD with Zoom for
that. I would love to know what the special features. What could they put out? What did they leave out?
I don't know. The fat people. The auditions.
Yeah, the fat people. We talked about that. But anyway, that to me was the best GLBT film last year.
Truly.
Number one, hands down, John Cameron Mitchell, I Worship at Your Altar.
Yeah, I'm just so excited for what's next from him. Who knows what it's going to be. And
you know, I don't think he has a boyfriend.
He doesn't?
And all the press, he you know.
I don't know.
He was making up his own, he was having little short bus hookups.
You got his phone number?
No, but I could probably get it
from him. Oh, look at you. Okay, yeah, I'm not single anymore. No. But he lives in New York, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, no, sorry. He'd have to move here.
I'm sure he would move here for you.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Bring it on.
Okay.
It's a film city, Chicago.
For you and the bunt, he'll be
For me and the bunt, he'll come.
All right, so that and the same day, it's like the gay double whammy, Casino Royale. So we have the most overt gay movie of the year and the most covert.
So delicious.
With Mr. Daniel Craig.
I still have not seen it, which is good for me that it's coming out on DVD because I'm going to run.
Well, I highly recommend a double feature.
Oh, yeah, with that.
Okay, what you do is you start out with Infamous.
Oh.
Which was the other Capote movie.
Oh.
In which he plays the killer Perry Smith.
I have to write that
down. So homoerotic, and there is the big old smooch between he and Truman.
Yay.
And he wears the white beater and cries and he's this. So you start with that, and then when you go into Casino Royale, your imagination will go crazy, baby.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Because that really, and that also made my top 10 of GLBT movies for the year. It was so gay. Mm. Because really, this stupid twig with the breasts, who was, the Bond girl. Don't even get me started. Her.
No, that was not a Bond girl.
The La Chiffre character. Le Chiffre with the blood tears. Yeah. And he wears the Prada suits, and he's so effete. So, I mean, he was like, come on.
When I grow up.
You know he's just dreaming about, what is it, the chocolate triangle?
The chocolate starfish. The chocolate triangle.
Which is, the starfish, but bigger.
But bigger.
That's what the porn stars have, the chocolate triangle.
I love you, here's my fist.
I'm writing down, chocolate
starfish.
Wasn't that a restaurant here for a long time?
Starfish was a restaurant.
Yeah, that serves sushi. Did they have a chocolate sushi?
Oh my god, that's filthy. Can you imagine, bringing up, this little, it looked like a truffle, like a pickled plum.
Oh,
like a
god.
Little wrinkly.
Oh god.
I'll take 2 orders of chocolate starfish, please. I want it in stereo, thanks.
Oh, and I'm telling you, that March 13th, a lot is happening.
Yeah.
Because then we also get the special edition of Ghost.
Ooh.
With a topless Patrick Swayze and a topless Tony Goldwyn.
Sure.
And some girl named Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Well, and let's not forget,
the comic extraordinaires. She was so good.
Who won the Oscar?
She did win the Oscar, didn't she that year?
She did for that movie.
She really, really did.
Absolutely.
Whoopi Goldberg. Who still, every time someone says the name Rita, I signed that wrong. Can I have another one?
Right.
It just bounces around in my head. Hence you said Rita Mitsuko. And the first thing I thought about was Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I can't help it. This is a weird, weird, weird kawinky-dink.
Okay. And then that same day we have the final seasons of I Love Lucy, which are longer, hour-long. And that includes the Tallulah Bankhead episode.
Ooh.
Where she puts the strawberries, because she's allergic to strawberries, and she scratches them crazy. And
So Alex Billings, if you are listening, Alexandra Billings, paging Alexandra Billings.
Yeah, you older queens like myself know all about Tallulah, darling.
Alex, he called you older, not me. Let's just put that up there.
Well, you know, I love Alex.
Mature.
She loves me. We go back 10,000 years together, so.
There was fire, though. There was still fire.
Yes, there were fire. There was electricity.
And then there's...
speaking of, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of fun little TV stuff coming out in March.
Caftans and...
Yeah.
Abortion.
Then 60s TV, Mikhail's Davies coming out with more stuff, and then Family Affairs, and then we have Maude finally.
I can't believe it's taken this long to get it out on DVD.
To get some B. Arthur. Now that's an Alex shout out right there.
Right. Yeah. Did you just call her B. Arthur? Well, they both tall
because
and work a caftan well.
No, because once when Alex was doing a show at Gentry, B. Arthur came in.
How delightful.
And of course she got up to sing. And she whispered into Alex's ear, Alex, I'm just telling your story because you told this publicly. She said, I'm so drunk I could fart. And then she grabbed the mic and she sang, anyone can whistle. Or I don't know what it was, but you know.
I want a t-shirt that says, I'm so drunk I could fart.
There you go. There you go.
And on the back it'll say, you know.
And mine is going to say, I love chocolate starfish. Chocolate triangles or something.
Chocolate starfish.
And then, of course, we end the month with two fabulous things. The Addams Family Season 2. They're freaky and they're kooky. They're all together.
This is the original television series.
Yeah, with John Astin and Carolyn and
Not that horrible colorized nastiness that's been on the TV as of late.
Oh, I've never even seen that.
Have you seen the remake one?
No.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, it sounds terrible.
It was on par with the Munsters, because you know they did the Munsters in color too.
Well, I know they did like a couple of movies back in the day.
Yeah, no, these are
cartoon
terrible
versions.
Oh, not even cartoon, like live action terribleness.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. Well, okay. We just lost her a little while ago, Lily Munster too, didn't we?
Oh yes. Yeah. Yvonne
yeah,
DiCarlo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yvonne DiCarlo. We sure did.
Ooh,
we sure
Moses,
did.
Moses, Moses. You know, you always have to say that twice.
Twice.
Moses,
Moses,
Moses, Moses, Moses.
Moses.
Anyway, well, I know we've talked for...
We have. We've done our thing. So, folks, there's so much out there in the theaters. Get out now. I'm going to give everybody a little piece of advice that I find is quite useful with movies. Decide what movies you want to see and plan for them like 2 weeks in advance. Don't just say, I'm going to go out this night and go to a movie and do it. Because if you live in the city, the bitch is going to be sold out. You're just not going to be able to get in.
Right. And I always do. I mean, now I am a film critic, so I don't really have to do... You know,
the
but
VIP
every
pass.
Once in a while, like, I took my husband to see Dreamgirls because he couldn't go to the screening with me.
Oh, nice.
So we did the movie ticket thing online.
Fandango-ish, or whatever you've got.
Or whatever you do.
Anything like that.
Especially on a weekend. Always do that. Never wait in line.
No.
Don't be stupid.
We've got the internets. You're listening to us on the internets, so you know you've got the internet's connection. So use the internets to your advantage. This is why they have it. And folks, we'll be back. Just thank Richard. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you.
Plug for the website, please.
Night at the Movies with a K. nightatthemovies.com.
Because I always have a lot of DVD reviews in there that are about the papers. So.
And it's all the delicious verbosity that you just don't get when we're sitting here petting the
use
pussy
those
and
big $4 words.
And looking at Rita Mitsuko.
Yeah,
you know,
baby.
It's all good. So, folks, we'll be back just after this.
Hi, this is Candace Kane, and I'd like to say gorgeous. And thanks a lot for listening to Windy City Queercast.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news. In Detroit, police have released a sketch of the man suspected of killing Andrew Anthos, a 72-year-old gay man who took pride in his patriotism. Anthos was on a bus when another male passenger approached him and asked if he was gay, then later followed Anthos and hit him with a metal pipe. About 80 people gathered at Anthos's February 28th funeral in Centerline, Michigan.
In Illinois, Democratic State Representative Greg Harris introduced House Bill 1615, the Religious Freedom and Marriage Act. The measure, if approved, would make Illinois only the second state in the nation to recognize same-sex marriages. The measure has been referred to the Rules Committee.
The Most Reverend Catherine Jeffords Shorey, the Episcopal Church presiding bishop, recently asked members to scale back their support for gays to allow the denomination to stay in the World Anglican Fellowship. Shorey, who actually supports ordaining gays with partners, is seeking compromise. She said, "My view hasn't changed, but I'm called to be a pastor to the whole church."
The Washington State Senate passed a measure that would create a domestic partner registry for same-sex couples. The measure would allow couples to have inheritance rights, to partner on property, and hospital visitation rights for partners in the hospital. It now goes to the state's House of Representatives, where half of the members have become co-sponsors.
Marine Staff Sergeant Eric Alva, the first U.S. military personnel wounded in the Iraq War, came out as a gay man during a Washington, D.C. press conference to reintroduce the anti-don't ask, don't tell measure known as the Military Readiness Enhancement Act. 4 years ago, Alva was in charge of 11 Marines in a supply unit in Iraq when he stepped on a landmine and lost his right leg.
In California, testimony ended in a discrimination-based lawsuit against a high school student who repeatedly said, "That's so gay," to classmates. Kathy and Eldon Rice, who seek financial compensation, filed the suit after their daughter, Rebecca, was disciplined for using the phrase almost 3 years ago at a school in Santa Rosa.
Singer Kellis was arrested in Miami Beach after screaming racial slurs at two female police officers working undercover as prostitutes. Allegedly, the officers were involved in an undercover operation when Kellis started screaming obscenities at the women. She continued screaming and reportedly had to be restrained by friends.
Brian Austin Green, best known for Beverly Hills 90210, will play a gay man in a new comedy from David Kohan and Max Muchnick, the creators of Will and Grace. The untitled CBS project is about two friends and writing partners, one straight and one gay.
Think it's autobiographical. The popular daytime serial All My Children, which premiered a groundbreaking storyline when it introduced transgender character Zoe, will feature six transgender people on the show on March 9th. They will share their personal stories in an unscripted format in an open discussion about their coming out and the transition process.
And that's your Windy City Queercast news.
Hey folks, we are back. We are here with the infamous Trey, the man around town, who runs around and does all this fabulous karaoke. Trey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Peter?
Fantastic. So let's forget Gay Idol for just a minute, because we're going to talk about that in just a minute here. But how did you get started doing this whole karaoke thing around town in Chicago?
Well, I used to play in bands and got out of it because it was like dating, you know? You couldn't get through a night without fighting.
Drama.
So I got out of it and kind of missed singing and started going to a neighborhood karaoke bar. And the guy kept prodding me to come and work for him. Eventually I did, two nights a week. Then it was three. Then it was four. Then it was five. Then I quit my job. Then I would just work for him. We had a disagreement, and he fired me and sent me off on my own.
Well, now, was this all in Chicago that happened?
This was all in Chicago, yes.
Awesome. So, how long ago was that?
As of February 11th, it was 5 years that I started karaoke.
And in 5 years, you are now, I mean, pretty much every night of the week, there's something going on that has your name on it.
Yeah.
How many different bars are you at?
I believe it's up to 23 nights a week.
What?
23 nights a week, folks. Do the math, right? 7 divided by 23. There you go. You're a man in many places at once.
Yes.
So now you went from doing it solo in the beginning.
Right.
And then how were you able to branch out to so many different spots?
I would look around in the crowd and see who interacted really well with other people, who kind of treated other people with respect, who kind of rooted other people on, look for personality and some intelligence and kind of the not big drinker, and would approach them and ask them if they had ever thought about maybe doing one or two nights a week for me.
Wow. And then that just slowly blew into what you have now.
Yeah, that built into that.
So how many employees make up the karaoke 23 night a week
scheme? I believe we have 15 DJs, but there's, I think it's 8 of them that are core.
Wow. Then run around and do everything. So, now, there are going to be some folks who have listened who have never done karaoke. Maybe they've seen it. Maybe they have only done it in Asia or something weird like that. Explain what your nights are like at a spot.
They're fun. They're supportive. You know what? You have to remember, nobody's walking out with a record contract.
Right.
So, you know, I always hear if I sing, the bar will clear. You know what? The bar's not going to clear. In fact, you're probably going to get a big applause.
Mm.
And one thing I don't allow people to do is boo somebody else. I'll stop a song and call that person out. Because, you know, if you're not getting up there and singing, then just shut up and enjoy the entertainment.
Absolutely. So you have these big magic books full of how many songs on the catalog?
I believe it's a little over 13,000, which isn't the most songs. I'd like to say I have the best variety.
13,000 is still a freaking huge number. Let's just put it that way. What do you have anything that's specifically popular? Is one genre over the other, or does it switch around based on venue? How does it?
It kind of switches around, actually, based on what's out. A lot of people sing current music,
really?
which is kind of neat. I think karaoke's kind of changed in the past few years from, you know, people singing the Monkees and Sinatra to singing current music.
Wow. So as a new track comes out, then you're able to get the bed?
I have it, and I've realized, like, the bastardization of music from it, because I get songs that aren't on the radio yet that are put on as hits.
Wow, seriously?
Yeah, so I kind of know what's supposed to be a hit.
That's awesome. So there's this whole, obviously...
It's not awesome, though. It's horrible. When you think about it, it's pretty horrible.
But what it means that is if you are a person and you love this song, you can just rush out to one of your bars and you can actually sing it and you can interact with it. That's so cool. I didn't realize it was so fast like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you can get that stuff. And I'm sure the catalog is updated a million times a week.
Well, actually, we only update a few times, about 4 times a year.
Oh, really?
Just because it would just become...
Murder. Hell.
Murder. I mean, each time I do an addendum, I have to put songs into the front of the book. And if I put too many addendums in there, it just becomes a cluster in the front.
Yeah, how do you find things?
Right. And so what I do is I do 2 addendums, and then I rebuild all the books.
Awesome.
And... pulling paper out of plastic
and stuffing it back.
200 pages times 60 books.
Yikes. Yikes. So let's say I come to one of the spots that you're at this evening. What am I going to see? How am I going to do it? How do I get to sing a song? How does it work?
All you'll do is you'll go through the book. It's set up very easily. It's just a number system. You write down the number. You write down your name. I put on my slips a little space for you to have your own little stage name if you'd rather be called that.
Famous.
You hand me the slip, you wait for me to call your turn. And
awesome.
We are very fair about it.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed in some setups you've got a couple of microphones. Do you get a lot of pairs and a lot of groups of people?
We get a lot of duets, yeah.
So it's if you're a little uncomfortable just being up there by yourself,
right.
It's always good to bring a friend to that. And talk a little bit about the different bars that you're at around town.
Well, we pretty much have Boys Town and Andersonville kind of sewn up. We do Stargaze, of course. Jackhammer, Crew, Charlie's, Closet.
Primarily GLBT bars?
No, we've spanned out into the straight bars and onto the south side of the city.
Awesome.
We're at a couple bars at Midway Airport, and actually... we're at a straight bar on Saturday nights that converts almost over to a gay straight bar now.
Because of the karaoke?
Because of karaoke.
That's awesome!
And the owner loves it.
What bar is that?
Capolino's.
Capolino's, yes. I've seen that name a million times and I've never been there. I think I need to go now.
It's a very friendly bar, gay friendly. And somebody told me that about five and a half years ago it wasn't.
Really? Wow, look at the power of karaoke.
There you go.
Look at the power of karaoke.
Bridging.
Which brings us to where we are today. Tonight we're actually backstage, quote unquote backstage at Stargaze. I'm getting ready to kick off a Windy City Gay Idol. This is year 5. You've been with us since the beginning, yes?
Yeah, I'm one of the sponsors of it, so yeah.
The original, the man making the music. The Windy City Gay Idol competition, for those of you who don't know, is truly like American Idol that you've seen on television. The audience votes for the two top people. They have access to the whole catalog. We've had in the past, though, some interesting things. Some people haven't gone with the catalog. They brought their own kids.
Some people bring their own discs.
And run their own discs, or we had the guitar player, and there was a keyboard and flute guy that one year. That was pretty interesting. What have you seen? Because you've been with it now all these 4 years. You've been all the way through it, back when we were split in between suburbs and city, and then when we unified. What have you seen sort of between then and now? What's changed?
I think people expect it more now.
Expect it to be a spectacle?
Expect it to be a spectacle. It's become an event.
Yeah.
After the first year, people ask me, are they going to do that again?
Nice.
Now they expect to see it every year. They expect to participate. And people come back thinking, with a fresh approach of coming at it, as to how they want to compete in it.
Right.
They might rethink a song. They might turn around and sing a completely different genre that they hadn't before, and now have kind of buddied up to, so that they can compete in a stronger selection of music.
And I have to tell you, I've only been with the Idol. Last year was pretty much my first year. I melted a little bit with them. But one of the things I noticed was the quality of the singers has jumped up leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be, you have a couple good singers, and then you had your karaoke singers. And I'm not belittling karaoke singers.
No, not at all.
They are my bread and butter, and I love them all.
That's what I am, nothing more.
But, yeah, the quality of the singers, well, because the event is getting more wide known, and the prizes have gone up.
Yeah,
the stakes of the prizes have gone up.
The stakes are high. And now I know there are some what I would call karaoke groupies out there, and there are some diehards everywhere. I mean, every bar has definitely their crowd, but I think in the Idol we've seen a couple of them. Who do you see as like diehard idler?
Well, it's gonna be Jeff.
So, hi, Jeff. Jeff always listens to all of our Queercasts, so we have to say hello to Jeff. And Jeff's just he's doing a little bit of amazing feats, too.
And he is. He's trying to sing my book still.
Can you imagine? 13,000 songs, and he's trying to sing from start to finish.
That's right. And we figured it out that when he first tried it, I think I was in my first year of business, and I would have been 54 years old when he finished a book if he had sung a certain amount of songs every night of the week. And that was about 7,000 songs ago.
Wow. That's amazing. And he comes out to just about every single Idol, and he hangs out, and he's worth the price of admission, I might say.
He's worth the price of admission.
Truly.
And I've already promised him that as soon as he gets through the C's, I'm going to buy him a karaoke machine.
So awesome.
He deserves it.
just an amazing guy. Well, Cray, thank you so much for chilling and talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Folks, we want you to come out to see the Windy City Gay Idol. It's going to be kicking off in early March here where we are tonight, and it's going to be going all the way through mid-June. There's going to be finals and semifinals. If you don't want to come out to sing, come out to support. It's a great show. But if you need something a little more urgently, check out Night Spots Magazine. You can find it in all the clubs. You can even go online, and you can see where karaoke is in your neighborhood, because trust me, it's in your neighborhood. It's everywhere in Chicagoland and beyond. Cray, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light.
Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.